Welcome everybody, Shia number 938. We're learning today Ilui Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaran Zisal, Ilui Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe, and Rufur Shalem Elio Ben Dina Malkashtak, and Rufur Shalem Pesach Shachar Yisrael. Okay, I just want to try and finish up today the inyanim of perfuming items. We've been talking about the Gezeirois Midrabanan in reference to Maka Bepatish, Tikimana. And certain gazeris were made midrabanan because of the fact that it looks like a new entity, a new thing, and thereby, it's making it very similar to tikkun mana, to maka bepatish and tikkun mana, and so on. These are all gazeris midrabanan. So we're talking about perfuming, putting in nice smells. I just want to talk about a minute. Sometimes somebody uses the bathroom and they have these regular sprays, deodorizer sprays that they spray after they're done, right? So it's just an important thing to keep in mind. We spoke about generally spraying into the air is fine. Regular smell, regular air freshener type thing, spraying into the air, we said was fine. But spraying onto a item per se, one's not supposed to do. So if the one uses the bathroom, one has to be careful. Sometimes during the week, let's say some people spray it possibly into the toilet, into the water, to give it a nice smell. We spoke about last time the deodorizers, whereby you flush the toilet, and then it automatically deodorizes, puts in the good smell into the water. We said that one is not supposed to use that on Shabbos. Need be, there's no other bathroom. We said covered abrius, that's fine. But if somebody has another bathroom, use the other bathroom. But in general, one should not have it set up like that from before Shabbos, whereby every time one flushes, they're making a nice smell come into the water. So the same way these sprays, one is done, they take the regular spray and just spray it up into the air, and not to specifically spray it, let's say, into the toilet bowl in the water or on the toilet bowl or on the sink and these type of things. Just spray it up into the air. Now, the fact that automatically or the fact it's going to land, the particles are going to land, let's say, on the toilet or on the sink or on here or on there, we spoke about that's inevitably, that's in general, we're not worried about that. Just like we said, somebody could put spray, cologne, perfume, whatever, deodorant on their body, and then they're going to put on clothing. The same way over here, you just spray it up into the air. Even though it lands here, lands there, so these particles in the bathroom, whatever it is, from the deodorizer spray, so that will be fine. Just not specifically to aim it at the water and the toilet and the sink and these type of things, spraying it up into the air. Now, just a minute to talk about, sometimes you have soaps, not hard soaps, we're talking about the regular liquid soaps, the ones that are allowed to be used on Shabbos, liquid soaps. So many times it has a very strong smell to it, right? So a person uses liquid soaps, they wash their hands and so on, and it gives their hands a very nice smell. So that, as we've spoken about, is also fine. As far as the soap, again, a soap that's allowed to be used on Shabbos, a liquid soap that's possibly, those who are machmir to use it a little bit more liquidy, watered down in general, if possible. But as far as the smell goes, they wash their hands. Now their hands smell very nice. We said that is okay because of the fact that lemaisa putting a nice smell onto the guf, onto the body, and the hands over here obviously is part of the body. So we said that would be fine. Just washing one's hands with a nice smelling soap that's allowed to be used, a liquid soap, is perfectly fine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Another example brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas. One may not place a lavender flowers, bars. They have sometimes these type of things that are deodorizers, and you put it like into a drawer, into a closet that might smell a little bit moldy or something like that. So one may not place these lavender flowers, bars, these nice smelling type things that are made for these inyanim, or other essence of deodorizer. It doesn't have to be made for it, but it's like a deodorizer where by a closet or a drawer might have a musty type of a smell. So you put it in and it freshens up the area, the closet or the drawer, so on. So putting that in Shabbos is not allowed to be done, obviously, because it's making a nice smell in the closet, making a nice smell in the drawer, even though you'll say, well, we said spraying into the air is fine, but this is bedafka, it's going into the walls. You're putting it on, into the wall. So you're putting these lavender flowers, you're putting it mamish on the thing, on the wall or on the floor of the drawer, the floor of the closet, wherever you put it, and that's how it makes the smell. So that's what he says. These lavender flowers, bars, or other essence of deodorizers, one should be careful not to put it into a closet or a drawer with the intention of permeating and infusing the clothing with a scent, either the clothing or the closet itself or the drawer itself or whatever it is. Sometimes it's put into clothing closets also to get out the musty odor and so on. One has to be careful not to do it. Okay, but then he brings, however, So just to read from the Sefer, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he brings this, that the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas brings it down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Consequently, one is not permitted to spray or sprinkle, like we said, perfume onto a handkerchief, like we spoke about clothing and so on, okay, or any article of clothing, or he brings out to put lavender, like we said, among linen or underwear to give it a fresh smell. This is so, even if the clothing or linen was previously scented, and one's intention is to add to the scent. In other words, let's say they had already a nice smell, but you want a better smell, even a better smell. That's he says, even that, one should be careful not to do. This is so, even if the clothing or linen was previously scented and one's intention is to add, but does bring down, nonetheless, the lavender, this nice-smelling deodorizer, may be put back if this, for example, the same one. The case we spoke about just now was, you know, it was nice smelling, but I want better, so I'm putting in like a stronger lavender, a fresher deodorizer that's going to make a better smell. That you can't do on Shabbos. But he says, nonetheless, the deodorizer, the lavender, whatever it is, that's giving the nice smell, may be put back. If you took it out, it may be put back, the same one, into items of linen or underwear from which it has been removed, if it was inside from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov. If it was in there from before and it gave already the full smell. So just putting back the same one, then the item has already absorbed the scent from the lavender or from the deodorizer. So just putting that back, the same thing with the same smell, so that is fine. But making a better smell, that one has to be careful not to do. Okay, so Lemaisa, that's the Sefer Lama Tes Melachos brings that down from the Shmir Shabbos. However, if the lavender was already in the drawer and closet, then the scent was already absorbed, then one may return it to the drawer. One may return it to the drawer if it was taken out. Right, somebody, let's say, took it out, you can return, you may return it to the drawer if it was taken out. Now, to go and put that same one in a different drawer that never got the scent, so that you can't do. You know, you can't say, well, the scent was already used on this drawer with this underwear and to take out this musty smell, so I'll put it into a different drawer that never had the scent in it. I'll use the same one that was already used, because it's a used lavender, a used bar, or whatever the case is, a used deodorizer that you can't do. It can only be put back to the same place whereby it was already, the scent was already put into that drawer or that closet. But bring it into a new place, that one cannot do. Also, one more quick thing we spoke about, not to put these scented things into one's shoes. Sometimes to get the bad odor out, people put these type of powders, sprays or whatever into the shoes, we said. But he brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Melachos, if it's taka unscented, if it's unscented to absorb sweat, that you could put in. You have an unscented, let's say, type of a powder or spray or something like that. They have these type of things whereby somebody, they sweat a lot, they schwitz a lot, and especially about the feet and the feet areas. And so if it's unscented, just to absorb the sweat and so on, these powder sprays may be applied to merely absorb and neutralize the odor. You could absorb, neutralize the odor and the sweat, but not to to put in a new smell. That's the problem. Putting in a new smell, taking out the old smell, that's fine. Neutralizing the old odor, that's fine with these type of things. All right, so one has to be careful depending on the type of powder or spray that they put into the shoe.
Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.